The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Time for the Big Six of the South.
Georgia on the mountaintop.
So, who's in the spotlight this week?
College football game time. Live on a Saturday morning on Sports Radio 99 The Game, John Fricke, Chris Goforth, taking it at noon. Now, today at noon, on the station, Florida and Texas, and we'll talk about that game in a moment on the Big Six of the South. Also, a reminder, the Hawks back home tonight against the Bulls after last night. It was Chris. I don't know if you saw the Hawks game last night.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, I need somebody. I was telling Noel, because I was doing the I actually was kind of angry on the postgame show last night. Wait, you're on the road, 8.5 seconds to go, and the play that you run to win the game is to throw it to Onyeka Okongwu in a double team? Was Trey on the floor? Trey was on the floor, right? Okay, just checking. And then a reminder, so the Hawks-Bulls will be 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 tip at State Farm tonight. Atlanta United against Messi. Talk about win or go home. If Atlanta United beats Messi in Miami, they advance. If they don't, they're out. It's the tie-breaking game between these two. Atlanta United, Miami in Miami, 7 o'clock on Star 94, okay? Hawks are going to be on the on 929, and then so Mike and Jason will be on at 7 o'clock on Star 94 tonight. All right, let's get into the Big Six of the South here, Chris Goforth. Oklahoma, Missouri. I'm not sure which team is a bigger disappointment. Brady Cook has been out for Missouri. Eli Drinkwitz, who was going to be fired, turned the program around last year, came in with really high hopes this year. Missouri hasn't been nearly as bad as Oklahoma, but I think there were some Missouri fans who believed firmly. Now, whether you do or not, Chris, they believed firmly at the beginning of the year that with the softest schedule in the SEC, they were a lock to be 10 and maybe.
So, look, I think Missouri has got a legit chance, John, to win out and to be 10-2. I mean, you look at their November schedule, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. On the flip side of this, for Oklahoma, and I can't believe we're going to say this, but if the goal is to get to a bowl game, you're 5-4 right now. Your last two are against Alabama and LSU. So, in the big picture of things for Oklahoma, if you want to go to a bowl game, you need this one. I mean, this is, you know, we talk about, you know, Alabama LSU being an elimination game today. Well, we're going to start eliminating some teams from bowl eligibility too. And this is what Oklahoma needs today if they're going to have any shot at being able to get, because again, I like this matchup for them much better than I do games against Alabama and LSU to close it out.
Now, so again, this is for you, you know, Mizzou fans. I just so you understand here, I need Oklahoma to win because my goal is for Nebraska to find a way to win another game and Oklahoma to win another game, and for the bowl people to match those two up because, you know, I mean, it's classic great old rivalry,
right?
And then this is kind of how I'm thinking about it. Both fan bases, you know, they'd be shaking hands. It would be be like, hey, listen, huh? You know, didn't we used to be something? Didn't this game used to be something? we could commiserate together. How about that? It'd be the commiseration bowl. South Carolina's at Vanderbilt. Little story about Vanderbilt that popped this week is Diego Pavia, the star quarterback, there he is, of Vanderbilt, is appealing to the NCAA. That's why the NCAA has to go. To give him and grant him another year of eligibility, Chris, saying that his time at the New Mexico Military Institute, which is junior college, shouldn't count against his, you know, his playing time in Division I and FBS at New Mexico State and now Vandy. Of course he wants to, because he's not going to play in the NFL, and he's going to have a pretty big NIL number next year. It's all about money, so I don't blame him. Do you think that they ought not count JUCO?
Gosh, I would really need to hear the argument for why it shouldn't be counted. I mean, he has brought, you know, he's kind of brought NIL into that discussion. It's what, and then you start to thinking about it. Well, why does it count? Well, it counts because it's always counted, because that's the way it's always been looked at. And I guess it goes back to the academic side of it, where in order for you to enroll at a and to be able to play at a four-year school, you would have had to have completed your requirements at the two-year program, so you technically would come in as a junior with your freshman and sophomore years being completed. So if we're just going to take academics out of it completely, and I guess that's kind of where we are now with what's going on in sports, then why not? Why not allow a guy to go to junior college for 2 years and then come and play major college football or FCS, FBS level football, and allow him to play for 4 years? Why not?
Well, Cam Rising at Utah plays next year in his eighth college football season. Eight.
Yeah.
All right. That's COVID. That's injuries. That's all this other stuff here. Real quick here, because I want to move on here, but South Carolina's at Vanderbilt in Nashville today. Who's done the better job, Shane Beamer or Clark Lee?
Oh, I think Clark Lee. I mean, that's what he has been able to do in Nashville this year is just remarkable. The question that I have about Clark Lee is, can you sustain what you have started now?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
And Vanderbilt is behind him. He's a Vandy guy. He grew up in Nashville. He's got really strong ties to that area. So what he has done, I think, is just absolutely nothing short of remarkable in Vanderbilt. When you're talking about Vandy's already bowl eligible. I mean, the second Saturday in November, and we're talking about Vanderbilt being bowl eligible, and their three losses they suffered, John, have been by a combined total of 10 points. So, yeah, I think when you can do that at Vanderbilt, that's impressive. Nothing against, you know, Shane Beamer's done a nice job and all of that. I think, you know, both of them are probably ahead of where a lot of us thought they would be at this point. But, man, to do it at Vandy, that's a whole nother level.
Mentioned game three of the Big Six of the South, 92-9 the game at noon today, Florida at Texas. We're going to find out if DJ Lagway is going to play here. The news came out yesterday. Scott Strickland, the AD at Florida, trying to keep his own job, I think. Plus, he's got another issue with the basketball coach. You see that story?
Yeah.
With the Florida basketball coach?
Yeah. Rough day yesterday in the SEC for basketball teams. Auburn getting in a fight and at 30,000 feet.
On the plane?
Nuts.
The players at Auburn get into a fight, they turn the plane around. And the players at Auburn are fighting in the plane. Oh, my God. And then the Florida coach, Todd Golden, he's been accused of all sorts of untoward things towards co-eds at the University of Florida. Gee. So Scott Strickland's got to deal with that. So he issues this thing saying, look, Billy Napier is going to be our coach next year. Some fans are grumbling here. But really, in the day of buyouts right now, I don't know what other thing you can do. This is what is going to keep Mike Norvell at Florida State. It's just the buyouts, you know, these buyouts with these coaches. So Florida goes to Texas. If DJ Lagway doesn't play, I got to believe this is not going to be close.
Yeah, agreed. I think if Lagway plays, there's a chance. We saw Florida hang around with Tennessee. We saw him hang around in the game with Georgia. I think if Lagway plays, they've got a chance to be able to hang around for a little while with Texas today. Back to Billy Napier real quick. That buyout, $26 million if they fire him today. If they wait another year, it drops to $19 million. And I know people are going to say, well, gosh, what's $26 million or whatever to the University of Florida? I think what it boils down to is two things. One, this team has played a little better of late at Florida. But the other thing is, before you shell out $26 million, I think you have to consider, hey, what all could we do with that $26 million? How far would that $26 million go in name, image, and likeness to continue to load up this roster, which, by the way, is a problem. Florida, not very good. Right? I think On3 has them listed at like 52nd or something. Of course, it doesn't matter at this point. I know that, but still. 52nd in the nation in recruiting right now. So he's not exactly lighting the woods on fire there either.
Game four, Miami at Georgia Tech on the flats today. Here comes Mort into town. Will Haynes King play? Same kind of situation, Chris. Haynes King plays. Miami's defense, not very good. Georgia Tech could surprise the world. If he doesn't play with Zach Pyron, I'm not trying to diss Zach Pyron. Zach Pyron have to play the game of his life, and Georgia Tech's defense is going to have to step up. But I don't know. I'm going to be intrigued to see. We've seen Georgia Tech step up in situations like this before. Could they give Miami a game? Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the key for Georgia Tech today is going to be to force some turnovers. You've got to be able to get the ball out of Cam Ward's hands, and if they can do that, they're going to have a much better chance of being able to win today. Miami's number one in total offense. They're number one in scoring offense in the nation. You have got to be able to get the ball back. And if you're Miami, John, you got Wake and Syracuse left. This is the toughest game of the year right now of what is left for Miami. And you win today, you got to feel pretty good about your chances now rolling towards December.
And UGA at Ole Miss. One of the side stories here, Lane Kiffin hates that he has to release these now injury charts, like the injury reports like they do in the NFL, because you have to do it for conference games in the Big Ten and the SEC by conference rule. So he decides to put 26 players on the injury report. 26. And this is a guy who's already been accused of faking injuries. It's just such a – he's trying to mock it is what he's trying to do.
Exactly. Look, if Ole Miss wants to stay in that playoff race, you've talked about it being a little bit of an elimination today, John. If Ole Miss wants to stay in the playoff race, then this is one that you got to have. It's the top offense in the SEC, and the same thing we talked about with Georgia Tech. I think the same thing applies to Georgia today. One, you want to get some turnovers, but I think maybe more importantly for Georgia, Carson Beck's thrown 8 interceptions in the last 3 games. You cannot turn it over against Ole Miss. You don't want to give the best offense in the SEC, at least statistically speaking, you don't want to give them too many extra chances.
Then this stat popped this week that I saw, and I wrote it down as you can see, Chris. I did not realize this. Georgia has not lost to any team not named Alabama since they lost to Florida in 2020 in any game. 51 straight wins when not playing a team named Alabama. 51 in a row.
That's a crazy stat.
That is crazy. So, you know, you're Ole Miss, you're like, yeah, nobody in the last 4 years has beaten Georgia unless you were named Alabama. No, nobody. No, nobody. Final game, Alabama-LSU, and certainly we'll get more into this as we go along. Tigers are all banged up, list 12 players out. And the question I put down here is, you know, who steps up bigger, Milroe or Nussmeier? Both talented quarterbacks, but both have, you know, on big stages have not quite sealed the deal yet this year. So who do you think steps up bigger in this kind of a situation?
I just cannot. And we're going to make picks later. John, I just have a hard time going against LSU when they play at home. I like Milroe better than Nussmeier, but the comfort factor of Nussmeier being able to play at home in this game, I just think that's huge. And look, here's the other part of this. You know, when it comes to these two coaches, whoever loses – you're going to catch teetotal hell. I mean, fan base is, whether it's Kalen DeBoer, whether it's Brian Kelly, whoever loses this game tonight, Twitter will absolutely burn with that fan base, regardless of who it is.
Well, because suddenly those fans are going to go, oh, my God, we're mid. Yeah, you might be. By the way, you are. You know, I mean, you're looking at the ReliaQuest Bowl. You know, and you want to talk about nobody giving a damn. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we're out, you know. That's going to be one of the interesting things. These major schools, if they get into small bowls, where do their fans even go?
Well, I tell you, the question that I have is, I think with a lot of the major, with the college football playoff, once we get to the semifinals of the national championship game, we're going to see that end up turning into what the Super Bowl is, where you're going to have a lot of corporate tickets. I just want to see what some of these late in the season, regular season games look like. If you know your team is getting into the playoffs and there's a chance they may host a game, is the fan base willing to go to town and spend that money on that, you know, last home game or whoever it is? Or do people say, wait a minute, I'm going to save my dollars. I'm going to hold on to them for another week or two because I want to go see this college football playoff game. You know, I want to see Tennessee and Indiana play in Knoxville rather than spend my money to go watch them play, you know, Vanderbilt or whoever.
Which is more true? I'm going to ask Chris a few questions and a couple that are on here that he doesn't see. We're going to do that, and we count down to kickoff today. Florida, Texas, live at noon. On Sports Radio 92 on the game.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.